Without this critical element, you should never, ever start a mission church. Ah, my friend, you say, what are you talking about? This is Doug Hammett from Botswana with a Botswana update. And I want to illustrate for you what you need to be looking for in bringing a group of people to the point of being a mission church. And there are a number of critical elements that really need to be considered and need to be mandatory. They're critical. Because if you don't have those elements in place before you form into a mission church, that mission church has the seeds of its own destruction already sown in. This particular critical element is especially high profile. Very important to pay attention to. Now, let me just say, I'm not going to tell you what it is right now. I'm going to illustrate it for you, see if you can pick it out. This is a Sunday morning. As I'm recording this, it's Sunday afternoon. We've finished our morning service and had that service with our central group, which is a gospel group, well, a gospel group that turned into a growth group. And the difference is the gospel group is a group of unsaved people who need Christ, and we give them the gospel. And when they respond to the gospel and get saved, then they can be moved to a growth group where we begin to disciple them and work with them towards the end that they would grasp biblical truth and continue moving forward as a group, growing and desiring to be all that God wants them to be. Now, our ultimate goal is that a church would be formed. But the next step is a mission church. And a mission church, very simply, is a group of people that are committed to being a church and growing to be an indigenous church, completely autonomous, on their own, but they still lack the leadership that they need to be ready to move all the way in. And so we hold back on providing this level of development until they show the signs of having grown enough to obey the Great Commission, is basically what it amounts to. So let me tell you about this morning. Impromptu, I don't do this every Sunday morning, but once in a while I'll ask the question, does anybody have a blessing from this week? So it began. Monica said, I've got to tell you about this one. She said, I've got a friend who I've been meeting with to study the Bible with, and a lady who has a brother. And this particular day, she brought her brother over this week and began to talk to me. And I began to talk to him about the gospel and give him the gospel. He came back. He was interested more in the gospel and wanted to know more, and so I answered his questions, and he came back again, and I gave him the gospel and continued to answer his questions and show him what the Word of God had to say, and then I told him, it's time for you to go home and think about this. He said, why should I go home? I want to get saved. So right then and there, he bowed his head, prayed, and trusted Christ as his Savior. Pray for Mapiso. God's changed his life, it sounds like, and what a blessing that was. Then Dimple raised her hand, the second person, and I'm giving you these in order. Dimple raised her hand, and she said, I have a friend who had a brother that was in the hospital, and I was going to visit her, and she asked me to come and see her brother, so I went. And I went and talked to him in the hospital and began to talk to him about Christ, and then he got discharged, sent out of the hospital, and went home. And so she told me, and so I went over to his house with her and went over and saw this brother and spoke to him about Christ, and he bowed his head and trusted Christ as his Savior. What a blessing. Then the third hand that went up was Mazuva. And Mazuva told about Leotili. And Leotili's a man who he's been witnessing to and giving the gospel to for a number of weeks. And Leotili is beginning to see the error of the cult that he's in and has now recognized that and said that they're wrong and he wants to come to Christ. He's very close to getting saved. Pray for Leotili. Mazuva's excited about this development and soon to be a new child of God born into the kingdom of God. What a blessing. Then Lucky raised her hand, Mazuva's wife. Now Lucky began to tell the story about her father who has come down from Zim. And you may remember the story about him. His name is Solomon, and he's a man in his mid-70s. And I'd led him to Christ here about 3 months ago. And so she was telling the story how he came down to see her and was headed down further south in the country, but stopped overnight. And she was talking with him, and he was explaining to her how excited he was to be a Christian. He's reading his Bible every day and growing like a weed. Now, here's a man in his 70s. God's at work in his life. So his brothers came to him and said, Solomon, we need to perform a ritual to our ancestors, and we need you to buy a car so that we can do this. He said, I'll not have anything to do with that. I'm now a born-again Christian, and I don't belong in any ancestor worship. And he was clear in putting his foot down. Now, in turn, he was a real blessing, because not only is that exciting that he was a witness like that to his own family, but it's exciting to me that his daughter, Lucky, who ended up getting saved because of him getting saved, now Lucky's, again, raising her hand and saying, I want you to know what an encouragement it was and how it helped me be strong for the Lord. When I heard my father say that, she said, I'm so excited. Well, let me tell you, just like John said in the epistle, he said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. It was an encouragement to me as well as an encouragement to everybody else in those services to hear about his growth and his stand and her excitement for that. Then Lason raised his hand. Now, Lason's already got two groups of people together, gospel groups, people that are unsaved. He's given the gospel to in two different locations, and he raised his hand to tell us about a third one where he met a lady who runs a business and how she's concerned about the things of God and wants to hear what the Bible has to say, and now has gathered a few other people, and he's got his third gospel group ready to go. Those were our five testimonies this morning. What an exciting day we had. Now, what is that critical element that you should never start a mission church without? Well, it's pretty simple. It's an active participation in an evangelistic outreach. It's actively seeking to reproduce a gospel group witness. That's what it is. It's carrying out that great commission and seeing it as more than just witnessing to one person at a time, but it also involves going after groups. And my friend, that's exactly what's been going on with these folks as they've been reaching out and talking to others about Christ, and they're concerned about the lost. Now, you and I, we can sit around and just hope that one day that a group that starts as a church or a mission church, that somehow they're going to catch the vision and become reproducing. But all across the world, you'll notice there's numbers of mission churches that have been started that never reproduce themselves and never win a single soul to Christ. They think the American missionary's job is to reach people with the gospel, and so they sit back and just wait and watch. But if you want a sure path to an unhealthy church, that's the way to do it. Just hope that one day they'll get there. Instead, what we do is we require that every growth group that wants to advance to a church mission status, a mission church, if you will, that they must first show that they've got a serious, active concern at reaching the lost and reaching beyond their own borders to reach people in other locations. Won't you pray for us here in Botswana? Pray for the folks in both the central work and the folks out in the village right now. Those two groups are both very close now to joining in and forming two different mission churches. They've both got all the signs in place, and it looks like they're ready to take off and go. We need your prayers. The next several weeks will tell the tale, but we're excited about what God's doing. Thanks so much for your prayer support. God bless you.